Greetings, and thank you for joining us for the 30th episode of DC Animation with Spencer and Friends. This is an LMG podcast production. Today, I'm joined by a dear friend.
Sarah, what's up, man?
Leon is here with us today, and you have heard Leon's voice before if you have been keeping up with DC Animation with Spencer and Friends. And so, you know, if you listen to the last episode, then this should make sense. So, we've already talked about your DC consumption, the DC that you take in, and so, you know, I really appreciate you joining us on this journey through DC Animation. Today's film is Teen Titans: The Judas Contract, released March 31st, 2017, and the comic book on which it was based is of the same name. So, I'm going to read a synopsis of the movie in my own words, and then you and I, we're just going to talk about it.
Let's get it.
So, we open 5 years ago with the Titans spotting Starfire being attacked by aliens, so they decide to help her. After getting rid of the aliens, Starfire introduces herself and tells the Titans that her sister staged a coup and stole the throne, which forced her to flee. The Titans offer to let her stay with them, of course. In the Today Time, the Titans, including Nightwing, and a recently joined Terra show up to disrupt the operation of Brother Blood. Deathstroke was able to warn them about the Titans' arrival, and they were able to escape before the Titans took over the base. Nightwing asks Starfire to move in with him, and she says yes. Back at Titan's Tower, Nightwing is doing some research on Brother Blood, and Jaime has a difficult conversation with his parents. Mother Mayhem raises concerns about the Titans to Brother Blood and tells her that there's nothing to worry about because he has hired Deathstroke to handle the Titans' problem. Brother Blood tests his machine, which sucks the life out of several people to make one person stronger. When the machine is successful, he begins moving forward with his plans. Terra has a bad dream which causes a mild earthquake, and Robin really doesn't like it. Meanwhile, Brother Blood tells Deathstroke to move up the timetable for the plans and capture all of the Titans. During a training exercise, Terra has a flashback and loses control, almost killing Beast Boy. The Titans are pretty reasonable about it, but Robin really doesn't like it. That night, Robin and Raven mention that something seems off about Terra, so Robin follows her. He and Terra have a brief conversation, and then Deathstroke shows up, and, you know, with them, it's on sight. And so, you know, they get to going, and Terra smacks Robin with the old double cross. She's been working with Deathstroke all along. After capturing Robin, Terra tries to have Slade, but Slade is like, hey, we need to wait until we have completed the contract, and then we can be together. So, Slade is the one who saved her after she was tortured and almost killed by her hometown because they thought she was a witch. The Titans throw Terra a surprise anniversary party, and Nightwing is able to find information on Brother Blood, and so the Titans head out. They get to the scientist just as he's deleting the files. The Titans are able to capture the scientist, but Deathstroke has him killed so that he can't, you know, talk. The Titans find out that the enemy has been doing research on them. So Terra shares an intimate moment with Beast Boy, after which Slade lets her know that they move tomorrow. The next day, the Titans fall into the traps and they get abducted. Deathstroke shows up to collect Dick himself, but ends up shooting him because he was like, all right, enough of this mess. Of course, Dick lives, and Robin attempts to get through to Terra, but that doesn't work. So Dick makes his way to the tower, but realizes, and that's when he realizes that Terra is behind the whole thing. So the Titans awake in their confinements and are devastated when they learn that Terra is the one who betrayed them. Brother Blood shows up and says to Deathstroke, hey, you were supposed to have Nightwing, and because you don't, the contract is void, because I told you to collect all of them. And Since there's a certain number of bodies required, Deathstroke is like, all right, cool, you can have Terra, and I'll collect my check now, thank you. So Terra gets a double cross, and Brother Blood turns on the machine to siphon the Titans when Nightwing shows up right on time to destroy the machine and free the Titans. But Brother Blood still got the powers. So, of course, Robin and Nightwing go directly for Deathstroke, which, the other Titans decide to focus on Brother Blood, who now has all of their powers. Neither fight is going very well for the Titans, but then Terra wakes up and she is pissed. And on her way to Deathstroke, Terra creates an opening for the Titans to defeat Brother Blood. As a final act of mercy, Mother Mayhem shoots Brother Blood because he will not be caged. Terra collapses the entire place, presumably killing herself, Slade, and Mother Mayhem as the Titans escape. Beast Boy goes on to the Kevin Smith podcast and talks about life as a Titan, the newest member of the Titans, and of course, missing Terra. And then in the after credits scene, the young man who was used to test the machine earlier in the movie heals from his gunshot wound and wakes up. And that's the movie. So, what are your thoughts on the movie just in general before we get into all the things?
Once Terra came into the picture, it reminded me a lot of the Teen Titans show, actually, like when she shows up there and
We're
how
absolutely going to talk about that.
oh yeah.
Oh yeah, like that's on the agenda.
The similarities there are really pretty spot on. So it gave kind of those familiar vibes, is that everybody feels more, I guess, teenagers than the show did, in a sense. Maybe that's just the designs of the characters. But it was an enjoyable movie. I will say I think I enjoyed the Teen Titans versus the Justice League a little bit more
Okay.
than the Judas Contract, but still enjoyable watch. I really liked the depiction of Starfire. Raven is always cool to me. Deathstroke is always enjoyable to see on screen, because he's every time I have seen him on screen, he's treated as like a legit like big deal.
Yeah,
And
especially in this.
yeah.
Because I will say there have been times when Deathstroke seemed less intimidating, but in this, like he's a problem. But in like Son of Batman, for example, like that's Son of Batman has a lot to do with why he's got a vendetta against Damian. Because in that movie, Damian is the reason he's got one eye. And so yeah, like that's why with those two, it is on sight. But there's a whole backstory with Ra's and Slade supposed to be taking over the as the head of the League of Assassins, but that doesn't happen. And yeah, there's a whole thing there. So yeah, Slade is bitter in that regard. But now, as I'm sure there are a couple of things that we need to, get out of the way. So, firstly, the comic book on which this movie was based is a comic book from the 80s of the same name. Now, there are some differences between how the comic book version happens, the Teen Titans show version happens, and how this movie happens. This movie is a lot closer to the comic book than the show was. But the main differences with the comic book is that Slade's wife is the one who tells Robin about Terra. In the comic book, it was the main five Teen Titans that we see in the show. So Cyborg was the one who got who sat in the chair and got electrocuted. Starfire, Raven, Beast Boy, and Robin were the ones who were involved with that. Oh, and I think Wonder Girl, Donna Troy was in the Titans as well in the comic book. It's been a minute since I've read it, but that is that's why she was the one who we saw later as the new member, I would assume. But so it was Slade's wife who's the one who told Robin about it. Slade's wife is also the reason he has one eye. Like she shot him, and because he's got the reflexes, he was able to, walk away with only an eye missing. He's got a son named Jericho, who's a big part of the story. Jericho is so in this movie at the end, we see that Slade actually betrays Tara. In the comic book, Jericho has the power to possess people's bodies. And so in the comic book, Jericho was, strapped in the machine, and then he looks at Slade and takes over his body and then attacks Tara. And so Tara thinks that Slade betrayed her. And
Gotcha.
so, but it still ended with the same, like, she gets pissed off, she goes crazy, she collapses the building, all that. So that's what happened in the comic book that makes it a little bit different. I will say this version of Tara, again, was much closer to the comic book than the cartoon was, because in this movie, she was kind of aloof and, didn't really, she's kind of a loner, didn't really feel like dealing with anybody, didn't want to be talked to, wanted to be left alone. But Tara in the show, whenever she showed up, she was friendly and
Yeah.
she, like, oh, she and Beast Boy, they were good. Like, they liked each other. Tara was funny. Tara was, she was happy to be there. So the main point of connection between the show and this movie's version of Tara is that they had, I guess, didn't have full control of their powers. Because in the comic book, that, as far as I remember, wasn't an issue. Like, Tara did not have any problem controlling her powers. But in the show, she dealt with some insecurity issues, which kind of led to, and I mean, the insecurity may have been driven by the fact that she couldn't all the way control her powers, but her not being able to control her powers is what led to a lot of her character. And in this, the fact that she also doesn't have complete control of her powers, shows up. And so that is the connection between the two. So I'd say that this version of Tara is a combination of the comic book version and Titans version. But as far as personality, she's much closer to the comic book version, and her look and all of that. But yeah. Also, as far as the name of it, the Judas Contract, I assume that people know this, but everybody may not. So Judas Iscariot famously betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ, and is the reason that he was crucified, because he gave him up to, the authorities. And so that is why this movie is called The Judas Contract, because Judas is probably the most famous betrayer that there ever was. I'd say, like, Benedict Arnold is a long way second, but yeah, that's Judas's whole thing. Like, Judas is known as the guy who betrayed Jesus. And I mean, Peter did too, but Peter repented and Judas didn't. But yeah, Judas is the one who got him crucified. Peter was just like, no, I don't know that man. I do not know this man. But whatever. This is not a Bible lesson. But yeah, so we open 5 years ago, and I noticed that Beast Boy was a part of those Titans. So this makes me wonder how old he is, because he seems very much like a teenager in the present time. But does that mean that when he was in the Teen Titans before, like, he was legit a child? Because I would have assumed that Beast Boy was like 15, maybe, in this, which makes him 10 whenever we started
First,
the movie, but like, maybe he's older than that. I don't really know how old he is.
yeah, I don't either. But also maybe due to his powers, but more so like, maybe just ages. I
Yeah.
imagine aging differently from like your average human.
That's true. Because yeah, like he may look like that forever. Like he that may just be a part of his morphing situation. Because yes, that's true. Typically, people who have morphing powers look the same for a
Yeah,
very long time.
right. They have a slower aging process than your typical person.
So yeah, maybe that's what that is. But it feels like, based on the fact that he was in the Titans earlier, he should be older than he seems to be. But whatever, it's fine. It's not a big deal. I just, thought that was interesting. But so we see Starfire's origin, which is very similar to what we see in the show. We see Starfire kind of just show up, and she's in the middle of some nonsense with some aliens, and
Right.
then she kisses Robin to learn the language. And Robin saw her and was immediately like, "Oh yeah, like let's do this." Like he saw her and fell in love right then.
Will say that scene was kind of like, just a little bit, because I don't know how old she is as
Yeah.
well. She does look like she's like a young adult. No, closer around like 20 or so.
Yeah. And he may have also been because he, I mean, while he was still Robin, like he felt he was driving, so he was at least grown enough to do that. And just because they're called Teen Titans doesn't mean they're teenagers. Like there are some members of the Teen Titans that are young adults. They're just sidekicks, and so that's why that's what they're called. But yeah, I would assume he was old enough to not for that not to be a problem.
I think it was just more so the
Or
height thing, because I think she was relatively like had a nice amount of inches on her when they were standing.
that's true. Like, 'cause yeah, she's been the same height this whole time, and he had to grow some. Like he, 'cause now they're almost eye level. So he's probably 5'10", she's probably 6 foot. But yeah, like whenever they met, he was like 5'7".
He's
So
about like the average height for a dude.
yeah, so and yeah, so that's again, let's assume that the age thing isn't an issue. Because when it comes to aliens, rules go out the door, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, so I was kind of hoping. I know that this movie wasn't about that, but like, I would like to see this world's version of Starfire's issue with her sister and Tamaran and all that. Like, that seems like this universe, I think, could do that very well. But I don't think we're
Well,
gonna get it, and that's okay.
because it kind of feels like a story that hasn't really been like, I feel like deeply as looked into as it could be, outside of like I said, it's brief spots throughout the different shows that we've had. So the Teen Titans show. The live action adaptation. I know her sister does show up at some point during that. I don't know if I personally got that far and to see how that played out, but I know that was a thing that happened.
I'm at that same place. Like I know I'm to the point where her sister is referenced, but I'm not far enough in that show to have met her. So I remember there was a dude who came down and was like, "Hey, I'm here to come get you." And she was like, "No, I don't think we're doing that," or something like that. It's been a long time and I haven't kept up with that show, but I do know that her sister comes up in the live action show as well. But the last like whole arc I actually saw was the Trigon situation. And I was kind of pissed off at how that went because at the end of season one, Trigon was like this huge problem. And then at the beginning of season two, they just kind of like shoot him away and they were done with him. And I was like, that, okay, that's weird. But whatever, it's fine. So, I mean, Starfire is like, "Hey, this is my situation." And then in the Today time, we see that They are disrupting the operations of Brother Blood. Now, do you remember Brother Blood in the Teen Titans show?
I was trying to remember, but nah, I didn't. Like the name sounds familiar,
It's been a while.
but yeah, like.
So he was the head of Hive. So whenever, so pretty much the way I remember Teen Titans, the show, was every season was about a specific person. So season one was about Robin. Season two was about Terra, I guess. Season three was about Cyborg. And season three is when we see Brother Blood. So that's when he goes undercover as Stone and he,
Yeah.
infiltrates the Hive.
Right.
Like that
Right.
whole thing is Brother Blood.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And
Yeah. Yeah. With you saying that, yeah, I faintly remember that sort of whole ordeal.
yeah, very vaguely. And of course, they made this version of Brother Blood a lot more adult because, they had to cater that to children. So that's why in the show, Tara wasn't smoking cigarettes because in the comic book, she whenever she revealed herself to be against them, like she pulled out a cigarette first. Like she pulled out a cigarette and then said, "Yeah, it was me." So, but also it was the 80s. But they had to make her, despicable, and they had to make you not like her because I think that Tara, she's somewhere between like a sympathetic character and somebody despicable that you're supposed to hate. And I think that she goes against the whole like comic book trope because you were supposed like all the stuff that you were supposed like you were supposed to believe her. You were like, because with Starfire, for example, they took her in, they didn't ask very many questions, they loved her, they were, very understanding and reasonable, and that's what you're supposed to do as a hero. And so you're supposed to do all of that with Terra, and for you to, get the old double cross, it's kind of like, well, dang, like we cared about you and we loved you. And she was like, I didn't fuck about any of y'all.
Right.
Like, I have been playing y'all from the beginning. Like, this wasn't, I'm not a traitor. I was a spy. Like, I came in from jump
Yeah.
as not with y'all. And I have been,
Wonder where she dropped
manipulating and
that.
playing games all along, like from the very beginning.
Yeah, I remember when she dropped that line. I was like, ooh, I know that hurt.
Yeah, I know it
That
stings.
kind of hurt me by
Yeah.
secondhand.
And so, of
That
course,
was pretty savvy.
Beast Boy, yeah, he got hit with that. But anyway, so they're trying to disrupt Brother Blood's operation. And if this is, I feel like most people go into this knowing already what the situation is because of the show. For the people that didn't read the comic book, the show let people know that, she's a betrayer. The fact that
Yeah.
this movie is called The Judas Contract lets you know that somebody is
Yeah.
working the old double cross. Like,
Yeah,
it's
also
kind of,
shady.
yeah, like it's put in front of you pretty immediately. And I assume that you're supposed to be under the impression that she's going to have this whole redemption arc. And that she's gonna, eventually see the error of her ways, or, the Titans are gonna get to her. She's gonna come out of this a better person. Nah, that's not what
Nah, not
happened here.
really.
Now, in the show, that kind of happens because Tara doesn't die. She like shows up later, and I feel like I remember her just being like at school one day and being like, "I have a geometry test or something." I don't know. I remember she's not dead. We do see her after her whole arc.
What I can recollect, as you said, she does come back or shows up again. I feel like she was like a M like she was dealing with some sort of like amnesia or like like a memory issue at first until
Yeah.
she did realize, oh, okay, yeah, now I remember you guys and whatnot. I can't remember if Slade was involved again. I feel like he probably would have been. But yeah, but I do remember her coming back. And I feel like her memory was failing her because of what led what led up, the events that led up to the collapsing in the show and whatnot.
That sounds right.
I just don't
So
remember what exactly all went down after she came back, though.
I agree. I think you're right. She did have some memory stuff, and that's what happened. Okay. Thank you for remembering, because that was in the back of my mind somewhere, and it was not coming out.
All thanks to Beast Boy, because that
Yeah.
boy was down bad for
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So, Brother Blood gets, or his Mother Mayhem, she gets the warning of like, hey, the Titans are coming. And she was like, there's no sign of that at all. And Slade was like, don't worry. I know what I'm talking about. They're gonna be there in a minute. So how about you just get your shit and get out? And so Tara is able to get them in there, which was, I mean, of course, because the movie had to happen. We knew they were going to make it, but like it was nerve-wracking for her to have them in the ground and not have control of her powers. Like, I don't think I would have trusted it. I would have been like, if you can't guarantee that we don't get buried, then you don't need to be the method by which we make this happen. Because there are some of us that are in the here right now that will be fine, but there are some of us who will not. And so no, we're not doing that. But whatever. They're able to get in there and, make it happen and all that. So cool, everything worked out.
When Mother Mayhem took out those two dudes, though, like I had to rewind it to make sure I saw what I saw to make sure I didn't miss anything. Man,
She
that was some cold stuff right
Yeah,
there.
like that. I see how she got her name, because let me tell you, she—if you want to talk about being about it, like she didn't play around. She's your job here
No.
is done. Bow, bow. Like anytime, anybody, like you've completed your mission. Thank you for your service. And then we out of there. That was the end of it. Yeah, she handled business. There was definitely no question about whether or not she was the one who needed to be in charge of that, side of things.
No, she was different. When she did that, man, I was actually stunned me for real, because I was like, wait a minute, did she just she definitely did.
She's
No
the
reservation.
executioner. Yep. Yeah, like that's. I said the same thing, because whenever she shot those two, I was like, "Oh, they didn't need that. They could have got on the truck. There's up. Oh, okay, all right."
But because then I got kind of mad at the second dude, because he still kind of like waited,
Well, and
waited there. But
I figured that was because of the whole like radical church feeling that they were giving, and so I thought that he had accepted that that's what it was going to be. Like I. After it in that moment, I didn't know it, but like later in the movie, whenever I saw that he had like, they compared him to a cult and all of that, I was like, oh, okay, his followers signed up for that. Like that's they knew that that was a part of the deal. So, okay, that makes sense that he just kind of stood there and took it at that point. Because yeah, I would have thought after she shot the first dude, he should have started running or, said something. But no, he just stood there and was like, I too am ready. And that was it. So yeah, the level of cult that was, yeah, it made sense in the end. But so Nightwing says to Starfire, like, hey, you should move in. We should step up our relationship. And she was like, on my planet, I'd be getting some dirty looks if we were going to move in together. But it's a good thing that that's not an issue here. So, I was like, that's funny. But the fact that she, comes from a humanoid planet where they have like established royalty, I guess that makes sense. So, back at Titan's Tower, Robin is like, hey, I need to, figure out what the deal is on this guy. So he starts doing the research, and Jaime has, a difficult conversation with his parents, and then I realized, like, oh, there are a lot of daddy issues with these young people, because we just saw Raven have all of her daddy issues. We see that Tara's obviously got some very clear daddy issues here. And then we see that Jaime, he's dealing with, a very a less a lot lesser version, because his daddy issues are nothing like the other two.
Nah.
I mean, even, the shit that Damien has with his dad, like there are a
Both
lot
of
of
them.
yeah, like there's a lot of dad issues here. So yeah, when Jaime, was talking to his dad, and his dad was basically like, I ever since you got that thing, things have not been the same. I was like, yeah, these are daddy issues, but like not to a much lower extent. Like you are able to have, conversation with your dad, and I understand that things are uncomfortable, but honestly, Jaime, I'm glad that you and your dad don't have as turbulent a relationship as some of the other people in the house. Because
Yeah, it could have been worse for him for sure.
much worse. And
I feel for him, but yeah.
that's one of the things that I love about Jaime's character, is that he's got a loving family. And that is not something we get from a lot of superheroes. A
No, not really.
lot of superhero origins come with, I mean, even in the Blue Beetle movie, spoilers if you haven't seen it, his dad dies.
Yep.
And that movie did that well, in my opinion.
I enjoyed that movie for what it was.
I did too. And the fact that
I
in
feel
that,
bad about the way it did, financial wise, but like as a movie, it was enjoyable.
it was solid.
It was solid. I got 7 on a good day, six,
Seven
seven.
is yeah, seven is exactly where, yeah.
There
So
were some spotty CGI moments, and then as
always.
far as dialogue or maybe certain actions being done by certain characters when I may have been kind of, oh, okay, I guess, head scratching when I, but other than that, though, still was a fine movie. I don't think it deserved a lot of the hate that it got, but I also know it also suffered from kind of, the
The
lack of,
reputation.
well, reputation and the lack of like promotion, because I think it was still kind of the strike and stuff that was going on too,
Oh, yeah,
a little bit.
it did fall squarely into the writer's strike, and I didn't even think about that, as far as it not being able to be promoted, because I thought it was because of, DC's spotty reputation when it comes to live action movies, and a lot of people saying, I'm not seeing that because it's a DC live action movie, and those have been trash, generally speaking. At least, in the last few years. Because, yeah, Shazam 2, garbage.
Yeah, I didn't even bother with that one. I didn't
You
even
didn't
bother
either. You
that
made a good choice.
one.
The Flash didn't give what it needed to give.
Oh my goodness, bro. Whew.
But
That was.
that's why this podcast is not dedicated to DC's live action. That's why it's dedicated to DC's animation, because that is where there have been, it's just been quality. And so we see that Jaime has that conversation. And then we see that Mother Mayhem goes to Brother Blood and is like, hey, the Titans have been kind of ruining, like, they've taken over multiple bases. Like, it's a problem. Now, just before that, we see that Brother Blood is in an interview, and the guy says to him, like, so you're running a cult. And Brother Blood is like, how about you go fuck yourself, and leaves. And then we see that Brother Blood found that guy and is now bathing in his blood. And I was like, I feel like somebody who is, famous enough to be a big time interviewer and reporter coming up missing, people are going to notice. Did not get addressed at all. And I don't want it to be because he was black that there was no concern, but I feel like we should have seen some, like, this guy has been missing for this long. No, none of that. Just dead, and nobody's concerned.
Yeah.
But whatever. You know, I guess that just happens.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I guess maybe that just happens so often that a report just comes up missing.
Yeah,
They're
this
just
is
like,
like,
well,
well,
we'll get to that later.
gotta get another one. So whatever. So Brother Blood says to Brother Mayhem, like, hey, don't worry about it. It's not gonna be a problem because I've got the best man for the job. I have got Deathstroke the Terminator working on this, and the Titans are not going to be an issue. So, Brother Blood goes to test the machine, and the machine basically siphons, the life force of people to make somebody stronger. And when it worked, he was like, okay, cool, it works. Let's fucking do this. So he says, all right, let's move forward.
Man,
And
another cold spot.
yeah, and that was another time. Yeah, she was like, your services are no longer needed. Wow. And when she did that, when I saw it, I was like, I don't think he's dead. But then when I saw him like with a gunshot, with a bullet in his head and not moving, I was like, there should be blood. And we just saw that he's got super strength. So I feel like, I don't know if he's bulletproof necessarily, but like he hit him with a crowbar and nothing, he
Yeah,
didn't flinch.
right.
And so I feel
It's
like
almost
that
like
would.
his Achilles heel was his, I guess, was his
But I
head.
thought he tried to hit him in the head with the crowbar.
I feel like he may have at least once.
I don't know, but
And
yeah,
yeah.
whenever he got shot, I said to myself, like, he's not dead enough to be dead. Because there should at least be blood.
It may have been like a some like a you know like a laser type projectile. If I'm remembering right, like his exit wound or whatnot, didn't resemble like how gunshots are necessarily gunshot shoot gunshot sorry gunshot wounds are portrayed.
You know what it
It
reminded me
more
of?
like way like little way too circular of a wound, I guess I would say, but like it looked more like a stormtrooper shooting somebody or something like that to me.
Okay, I didn't see an exit wound. I thought it was just like sitting in his forehead. So
Yeah.
now that I'm thinking about it, what it reminded me of, I don't know if you remember this, but in X-Men 2, in X2, Wolverine is at Wolverine and the X-Men, they're at Bobby's
Bobby,
house.
right,
Yeah, and the police shoot him in his head.
yeah,
And it just like he falls unconscious and it just stops in his forehead. And then later the bullet like pops out and he wakes up because he heals. That's what it made me think of now that I'm thinking about it. Like that's what it looked like. He got shot in the head and it looked like the bullet was just sitting right there, which I think is why it was so round. But to me, it didn't look like there was an exit wound. It looked like the bullet just kind of hit him and then he went down, much like Wolverine did. And then he woke up, much like Wolverine did. But that literally just came to me right now. So, maybe if it had come to me while I was watching the movie, I'd have been like, oh, okay. Yeah, he's alive. He's not dead. But honestly, yeah, like I really didn't. I was like 70% sure he wasn't dead. Because,
He looked pretty distinct to me.
I
I
mean,
think
yeah,
I
because.
remember them like picking him up and dragging him away like he was just a drunk. Somebody that was just passed out from being too drunk or something. But
Yeah, and
that was
that
how
makes
lame
sense.
he was.
Because, yeah, like he wasn't, his eyes were open. And usually, if somebody's not moving and their eyes are open, they're dead.
Yeah.
And so. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, when the machine is successful, Brother Blood is like, oh, yeah, it's time. Yeah, let's do this. So, cool. He didn't die. And, I think that he, yeah, it's fine. Tara has a bad dream and it causes an earthquake. And Robin is like, Y'all just cool with that?
Yeah, we have
Because
an issue right here.
even Dick was like, how often does that happen? And
Yeah.
Starfire was like, it happens often enough. And Robin is like, that, so y'all just cool with it? No, this is not okay. We need, what do we do? No, what are we doing? We should have learned with Raven that vetting is very important.
Yep.
And so yeah, y'all being cool with this, I don't like it.
That's
So
kind of thing with Robin. Robin is the like the thinker of the group.
yeah, and that's the thing.
Very much
Raven.
like his dad in that regard. But I mean, but realistically, he don't be that wrong though.
That's the problem, is that like sometimes it's like, no, y'all should have listened to what he said. The
Because
boy knew what he was talking about.
if she has some, has a nightmare, has a night terror, and she brings down a whole tower in her sleep.
Yeah, because that's the issue. Whenever you're an earthbender, there's a lot of collateral damage you can cause. Like, if Damien has a nightmare, it's probably going to be okay.
Yeah.
If Raven has a nightmare, that's a problem.
The primary issue.
And yeah, that's something we need to address. But yeah, Tara having a nightmare, she could, we're on an island. Like, we don't need her to be causing any kind of tremors. That's
Like
not good.
our rescue services, is here on this little island, this plateau, this piece of land that we're all on. Like, we're not easily just accessible, obviously for safety reasons, all that, right? But if shit goes sideways,
Gonna be an issue.
it's up to us unless we do get a message out to a Batman or somebody in a Justice League or something to come check things out. But without that, we are literally on our own. So
Yeah.
yeah.
And in this movie, Raven and Jaime both, something was telling them something was off.
Yep.
Because Raven kept. Like Raven, I think, had to suppress her immediate feeling of like, this is not, something's off here. And so she had to make a decision to be like, no, everything is fine. I have no reason to believe. But her instincts and her gut were saying to her, like, something's not right about this. And the Scarab knew that something was off.
Yep.
And it's just so funny that there's always gray area because. With Damien, for example, like we're not supposed to side with Damien. We're not supposed to, agree with his skepticism, and he's not supposed to be right. Like we're supposed to be like, no, Damien, you have to be more trusting. You have to love people. And it turns out the boy was right. The Scarab is very violent. And, Jaime says, we're trying to get the Scarab, more used to being around humans and, all of that. And we see that the Scarab does make some mistakes. The Scarab is, unnecessarily violent at times. But in this situation, the Scarab was absolutely right. There was something off about her, and the Scarab knew it. And Jaime had to be like, hey, no, she's fine. We don't, but the Scarab, whenever the Scarab would just kind of randomly attack, there would be some other people in the crosshairs, but it was aiming for her
Yeah.
because it knew something was off.
Remember that. That was a funny little moment in there during that time.
Yeah, and it's just so that's one of the interesting things that DC is able to do is like they are able to use everyone and everything, and the good obvious choice isn't always the right one, and there's always some gray because sometimes the bad guy or the asshole in the situation has a point.
Yep.
And there's a lot of that here because we see that if they had listened to Damien in both movies, honestly,
Yep. Yep.
Think like Damien is in the first movie. Damien's the reason they found her because Damien's like, hell yeah, I put a tracker on her.
Yeah.
And I have a tracker on all of you, by the
All of
way.
you.
And so, yeah, I know exactly where she is, and we're gonna win because of it. And in this movie, yeah, of course, it didn't go in Damien's favor, but he followed her because he was like, yeah, what the fuck are you doing? And then, Slade showed up and again, with those two, it's on site. Like that's one of the most on site things I've seen. Like Slade hates Damien. And of course, Damien hates Slade too, because Slade has one eye because of Damien, but Ra's, Damien's grandfather, is dead because of Slade. And so, yeah.
Yeah,
There
but
there's some hate there, because that's why Damien stabbed him in his eyes, because like, you attacked my grandfather and my mother. Like, you attacked the whole compound. So when he stabbed him in his eye, he was like, all right, now you're hurt. And of course, that was when Damien was bloodthirsty. Like, Damien hadn't met Batman yet. And so
right.
Damien was absolutely going to kill Slade.
Yeah.
But, you know, now he, you know, keeps it together a little bit. But yeah, so they're fighting, and then that's when, you know, it's official that Tara hits him with the old double cross. And Damien was like, you know, I was right. I why would you do this? These are the people who have helped you, who have been there for you. Like, and Damien knows this from his own experience. Damien had to be like, I have lived, like, these are good people. And for you to do the double, because I was terrible to them, and they still, you
Yep.
know,
About me.
yeah, they still treated me with some respect. And they eventually got through to me, and everything was fine. But like, these people are like, for you to betray these people is wild to me, is pretty much what Damien was saying. He was like, why would you do this? Like, Slade is obviously manipulating you. He's getting into your head. This is what he does.
Yep.
And it is, I mean, there, yeah, the boy knew what he was talking about.
He be on his shit, man.
Yeah, like, even though, yeah.
He definitely has like a, you know, that sort of attitude, that air around him that makes him, you know, not so easily approachable.
Yeah.
But when he's right,
When he's right, he's
he's
right.
right.
And I
He
mean,
is
he
right.
gets that from Batman too, because there are a lot of times, I'm sure there are a lot of people who are like, Batman is really a dick, but he's right. And as often as, like, as difficult as it can be, you want that guy on your team.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Robin gets captured. And Robin is, you know, being held in the wall, and then Tara comes in there trying to have Slade. Now, it's safe to assume that Tara is an adult, but also, I don't know if Tara's an adult. We
That
don't know
whole
anything. We don't know any of the, you know, ages, and perhaps that whole, like, the fact that that's really toxic is a part of the whole thing, and like, it's supposed to make you hate them both a little bit more,
yeah.
because, you know, when she came in there with the makeup and the negligee, I was surprised, because again, I, you know, knew the Teen Titans show version, where she was absolutely 100%ly unquestionably a teenager.
Right.
And whenever she came in there trying to do that, I was like, oh, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, I do remember at least one time in their relationship in the comics that that was a thing, that was actually a, like they show that being a thing, that those two are you know,
Yep.
intimate or whatever with each other.
And I think
It was
that
uncomfortable then, still very much uncomfortable in this movie. Even though I think, even though this movie in that in on that aspect, handled it slight, like in the loosest of terms, slightly better.
because it didn't actually, because nothing actually happened.
Yeah, because nothing happened, even though there was a lot of, there were a couple, I remember a couple of hints being thrown out there before they kind of full on say, like, you know, but she tried to, you know, get that ball rolling, but he never took her up on it, thankfully. But
Yep.
then you also remember when he was in a pro when he was manipulating her, he did say, like, no, you can have what you want, and we can finally be
together
together. Or,
in
yeah.
every way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, well, the first time I saw this movie, yeah, I was taken aback because I was like, oh my God, that's gross. What are we doing? And then when I read the comic book, I was like, okay, she grown. And again, it was the cigarette. Her lighting the cigarette is when I was like, oh, she must be an adult. Or she's just, a terrible teenager. I don't know. But we don't know how much time there was between Slade going to get her and her now, because whenever Slade went and got her, she was absolutely, like, very clearly a child. And we don't know how much time has passed. And that's another thing. I did mention earlier that I'm not sure how old Beast Boy was in this, but if she's grown and she and him had their moment, that would lead me to believe that he too is, around being an adult legally.
Yeah.
But, who knows? I don't know.
What we do know though is that definitely Slade is definitely old enough to be her dad.
Grandfather. He's old enough to be her grand. Slade is an old man. Slade is old as fuck. And he's absolutely like, Slade can tell you about the war. And so yeah, he's absolutely old enough to be somebody's grandpa. But whatever, that's fine. He's been in the Lazarus pit, so he's spry. But anyway, yeah, whenever that happened, the first time I watched this movie, I was like, that's gross. And then when I read the comic book, I was like, okay, maybe less gross. I still don't like it, but
I don't
it
like it, and
makes.
I'm pretty sure we're not, probably not meant to. And if you do like it, then
That speaks to,
yeah.
So yeah, I think that yeah, the fact that we were like, no, I don't like that one bit. And whenever he brought it back, I really didn't like it. But that was the whole point. So, cool. Now we see that Tara's back at the tower, and they throw her a little surprise party, because of her 1 year anniversary. And she's having a great time. She's actually enjoying herself. She's starting to, let loose a little bit. Because she mentions to Slade, like, I don't want to go back. Like, I don't. I it's starting to get difficult, and I really don't like it. And that's when Slade hits her with the, you just need to go back one more time, and then we can know each other biblically. And so he's able to convince her to go back, and she's over there paranoid. She's like, they know something's going on. They know exactly. And Slade is like, calm down, like, you're fine, everything is good, just keep playing the game. And they have a little party, and Nightwing is able to find out what the Brother Blood situation is. So it's like, all right, cool, let's head out. And the scientist is in the process of deleting files. Like, hey, I'm like, that's just how it goes. So they didn't get much when they arrive. And whenever Raven captures him, I'm sure that man was terrified. And
Again,
I'm
man,
glad that she sent
I
Raven
really
after him.
enjoy seeing Raven on screen. Like, just she's just so dope to see in action.
Agreed.
But yeah,
So,
that was kind of funny the way she walked up with him.
yeah, she captured him, and she was like, who wants to ask the first question? I have a feeling he's gonna be cooperative. And of course, one of the drones was still active, so Slade finishes that guy off, and then everybody's like, well, crap.
So much
Okay.
for that.
Yeah, I guess we're not doing that. And so that's when the Titans see, like, oh, they have pictures of us. They've been doing research. They've been looking into who we are. And Dick is like, no, this isn't just like regular surveillance. Like, they have details. They have, theories on how Raven's powers work. They have theories on how your powers work, Beast Boy's power. Like, they are the Scarab. Like, this is in depth. Who could possibly be doing this? And I'm sure that Dick in his head was thinking, I have a guess. Because this wasn't a thing back in my day.
Yep.
So,
All the while, Robin is still
captured. Still captured. And if he had been there, he would have been like, oh, I know exactly what this is. So it's
he would have
actually probably,
been
it worked out that they
like,
captured him early because he would have been the one to crack the case
yeah.
immediately.
He definitely would have been like, we need to go ahead and just address the elephant in the room.
Because I feel like there was one point when both Raven and Robin were like, hey, something we don't want. It was right before Robin went to chase her in the night. Yeah, he and Raven were both like, nah, something ain't right.
It was doing their training exercise with each other. Well, the members against each other.
Yes.
And it was after Terra started to lose control because she was triggered by Beast Boy, and then in her childhood trauma, and then so Raven had to use her powers in order to calm her down, and then yeah, so.
And of course, Robin was like, what did you see? I know you saw, or no, this was whenever she had the nightmare and the earthquake happened. Robin was like, what did you see? And Raven was like, that's none of your business. And he was like, no, everything is my business.
In this tower is my business.
Everything in this tower is my business. Now, what did you see? Like, because I get it. Like, he may not be going about it the right way, but Damien has a point. And at the end of the day, even if they don't like it, Damien go keep everybody safe.
He's trying.
He's trying. So yeah, that's that gray area. It's like, I don't like him, but is he wrong?
He's not wrong.
And so yeah, this is a situation where if Damien had been there, yeah, he would have cracked the case, or like then she should have been worried that, like, oh my God, they know. Yeah. Cause Damien knew. And she said to him, like, I hate you because you kind of knew. And I didn't like that. Like, you weren't the, I don't like you. And Damien was like, bitch, I don't like you either. So we're even. But anyway, I enjoyed Damien in this movie.
Yeah, no, I did too. Yeah, no, you
But
just watch.
so yeah, Dick sees like, oh, they have been doing extensive research on us. They have been trying to, figure out who we are. We need to figure this out. And outside, Tara is sharing an intimate moment with Beast Boy. And, she gets a little vulnerable with him. She finally breaks down. They have a little kiss, and then Slade was like, impressive.
You almost had me going.
Yeah, like, well done. That's some top tier manipulation there. We move tomorrow. And so, yeah, that's the thing that probably should have been like, oh, yeah, that's not good. Because she. It's hard to know whether or not she actually, because I think she actually had that moment.
Yeah, no, I think so too, just because she shows some second guessing. Shows some,
Some
like the
humanness as
yeah.
opposed to just sociopathic
It's like a
tendencies.
slither of like remorse or like
Of care.
yeah, care.
Yeah, like just being a human person. But yeah, Slade was like, good. Yeah, fuck him up. But yeah, tomorrow we move. And of course, tomorrow things start get going. We see, everything appears to be normal, and then everybody gets abducted. And Slade shows up to like Nightwing himself. Slade like just busts through his window and is like, I'm here to get you. You can't beat me. So just go ahead and come quietly. And that was pretty directly from the comic book. Like that's what happened in the comic book, but in the comic book, that's when he becomes Nightwing. In this, he already was. But
Man, I feel for my boy Nightwing, man. I really do.
yeah.
I just see him take too many L's on screen for my liking, man.
It's been a rough time to be Nightwing. Yeah, because honestly, like Nightwing, I don't know how, like, he's not gonna do well against Slade. Like, Slade is a problem. I will say, Slade definitely knew he didn't want the issues with Batman because in the earlier movies, we see Slade get his ass whooped by Batman. But we also see Dick get his ass whooped by Batman.
I think everybody, man, they had my man's looking like Vegeta out there with the broken arm again.
Again, yeah, and that's
Yeah,
the in
I
the
realized watching that last night that he's literally like Vegeta, but he's always getting his arm broken by somebody. Like, always, that's his thing. He's Mr. Broken Shoulder. At
yeah,
least he
it's
did put it back in place, but it was just like, man, jeez,
yeah, and that scene,
my
oh
boy get a credible W on somebody.
yeah, it would be nice to see him, win. And that's the thing, honestly, some people would argue with Starfire, he's winning. Because he that's a victory. Some people
In
would argue.
this movie, for sure. That's also kind of a funny theme with the movie and the shows, because that's usually the relationship that we see on screen. But from my limited sort of, knowledge of the DC verse, they don't always necessarily pan out as like the soulmate. They usually end up with somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, and they've they've played around with Nightwing having some other options, but yeah, in and that's the thing. Every time, every movie that I have seen Nightwing in, he is making it very clear that he and Starfire know each other biblically. Like in an earlier Batman movie, they are, if they're not in person flirting, they are caking on the phone every time we see him.
Yeah.
Because yeah, like he'll be in Bloodhaven, like in the middle of a mission, and she will just be doing some intense flirting. Like, there was a point where he was like, "Oh, you're wearing the red one," and we just have to know what that means.
Well, like when they were well, back to when they were training with each other earlier, and she won their sparring match, and then she
Yeah, you
was like,
lasted much
"Look."
longer than last time. And everybody thinks that's hilarious. And because she's an alien and she's oblivious to,
Yeah, she's innocent
social
in
norms, she's like, oh no, in that regard, he's quite proficient.
respect. And even though he
And
was obviously like embarrassed, she actually still had a whole smile on her face. Like she did not feel ashamed at all. Like,
at all. And she was like, yeah, no, he's quite proficient there. So, but again, she's just an innocent alien. She doesn't understand why that's funny.
yeah.
But yeah, and the moments like that are hilarious to me. Like we often see that kind of, I don't necessarily want to call it ignorance, but the obliviousness. We see that with, aliens and people who are not of this world. So, we see it with Wonder Woman all the time. In Justice League War, she discovers ice cream and it's hilarious. In the MCU, we see it with Thor. Thor
Yeah.
does a Thor like kind of does a lot of that. A lot of that
Yeah.
from another world, just funny obliviousness. But yeah, like whenever he discovers coffee. But yeah, those moments are, yeah, they're fun and adorable even when they're like dirty.
Right.
And this is one of those moments where it's like, oh, Starfire. Just,
Right.
oh. So yeah, I also wondered if we were going to see, because the first time I saw this movie, I assumed that somebody from the old Titans that we saw at the beginning of the movie was going to have to get involved and, save everybody. So I thought like Speedy was going to, be the one to come through and destroy the machine. But we saw those earlier Titans. That was just like paying an homage to the earlier days. All of the voices of those Titans, I'm pretty sure, reprised their Young Justice voices because it took me back to my Young Justice days whenever I heard Speedy and Wally. I'm pretty sure that was Wally. But yeah, whenever I heard them, and I think Bumblebee, like I think that may have been her Young Justice voice too. I wasn't 100% sure on her, but the other two, I was like, yeah, that's absolutely Speedy and Wally from Young Justice. What a time. What a great show. Once I'm done with movies, I may review that when we're going to see what the people want. But we see everybody get captured. And so, as we were just saying, Dick, has a broken arm. Slade shoots him, and Slade is like, fuck it. I don't feel like dealing with this right now.
Yeah, I ain't got time today.
Yeah, I don't have the
There's
time.
more trouble worth than it's worth.
Yeah, so he gets shot, he falls in the water, and then he's able to swim with a bad arm. Not sure about that, but cool, whatever, that's fine. And he puts his arm back in place, and he's like, okay, if nobody's answering their comms, that means that, things have gotten about as bad as they could. So he, goes to everybody to see what happens. He hits the soup kitchen and sees what happened to Jaime, which is what happened to Cyborg in the comic book. He sees what happened to Beast Boy, which they had to change that one a little bit. I think that in the comic book, he like poisoned some fan mail or something. We see what happened to Starfire. She got an explodey box. We see what happened to Raven. I'm guessing that Raven's guard was down because it was Terra.
Possibly.
Because I'm thinking Terra shouldn't have won that fight. Terra shouldn't have won that fight at all. But Raven must have had a guard down, or she must have been meditating or something, because I don't know.
I would have liked to have seen that one actually be played out,
I
but
wanted to see that one because
I
we
do.
didn't get, that's the one we didn't, well, I guess we didn't see what actually happened to Starfire, but whenever Dick was on his detective shit, like they
Yeah.
replayed what he
They're,
figured happened.
right. And I
But yeah.
appreciate that because that shows that like he did learn from Bruce, like
Oh
the
yeah.
whole detective thing.
Yes, I agree. I'm
And the fact
glad
that
that
he was
we got to
pretty
see him
quick at
process
figuring
what
out, like,
happened.
yeah, and how quickly he was able to recognize at least what probably happened
Yeah.
and what led up to how it led up to everybody getting captured. I thought that was
Yeah.
pretty dope when it was playing out those scenes.
I agree. So we see that everybody gets captured, and Dick is like, all right, I gotta go handle it. So cool. He, makes his way to get everybody, and we see that the Titans wake up from their confinements. Now, at some point before that, well, way before that, we see that Damien tries to get through to Terra because Damien is like about to escape. Like he gets his arm free, and then she shows up and like,
Reclamps them, yeah.
yeah. And it was like, of course. And so, Damien's in her pure facts. He's like, let me guess how all this went down, and then he hits her with exactly how it went down, and she's kind of
We
like,
check
oh shit,
them.
that's what happened. And he's like, he's manipulating, he's a master manipulator, like that's what he does. So he's manipulating you, he's using you, be better, just don't listen to him. And yeah, Slade is hate, like he hates Damien so much. And whenever they have their little talk of being tortured, Damien's like, oh yeah, I'm defenseless right now, but you wouldn't be talking as shit if I was free. And Slade is like, really? You think you're gonna bait me? And he's like, well, it worked a little bit, and then he hits him. And yeah, the whole like, a month with me and you'd be bringing me my pipe. It's like, you don't know Damien very well. Because when he said it, I was like, Slade, I understand that you're a bad man, but not Damien. Damien's not the Slade, It's not gonna work. I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, Damien's no pusher in the sense of like running from any type of smoke. He do it all the smoke. He don't care
He
who you are.
wants all of the smoke.
He is smoke incarnate. That's what he's about, that acting.
Yes. Yes.
Like the
If
DC
Wishing Nigga
universe is
Wood
lucky
was a
that he
person.
doesn't, the DC universe is lucky that he doesn't even have, like, if he had like slaves, like Bill.
Well, and that's the thing. Eventually he will, because we saw that there's an earlier episode where in Batman Bad Blood, we see that there's a clone of Damien that's made, and that dude is massive. Like, Damien's gonna grow up to be a fucking unit. And so, yeah, like, everybody should be glad that he is a child right now. Because, I mean, the whole point, the whole reason Ra's wanted Talia to have Batman was pretty much to create the perfect
Like the per
child. And that's, yeah, Damien
Damien.
is, because, I mean, at his age right now, he can hang with some of the best.
Like going back to Nightwing, his L's, Damien gave him one. And he's younger than him.
I mean, that,
I
so
know Nightwing was pretty
he
sure holding
was,
back to a degree.
yeah, because Damien was trying to kill him and Nightwing was just trying to subdue. And so that was the main, like, Nightwing left with a bunch of bruises, though. Like, there was, though, he was not unscathed. He came back hurt. Like, Damien was in a lot better shape than Nightwing was. But to me, that speaks to how skilled Nightwing is, because he was able to, subdue without really hurting a very skilled assassin. And so, yeah, like, he walked away with some bruises, but he got it done. But yes, you could argue that that was an L that Nightwing had to take, because again, he walked away hurt.
I mean, did his arm get broken in that one too? I wouldn't be surprised if it did. I don't remember, but
I don't think he, I remember, I feel like I remember Nightwing being in an arm thing at one point, so maybe. But yeah, I know that that one was rough for him. But Nightwing's able to, save the day a little bit in this one.
yeah.
So at least there's that. But everybody wakes up and, Tara walks out and everybody is shooketh. They're like, not my friend Tara, not the Tara that I've been getting to know for a year, wearing this dark makeup now, and her, she like cut her hair. Like, what are we,
There
who is
was a
this
haircut.
person?
Okay, so I thought I was tripping when I seen the difference in her appearance. Like, wait a minute, I don't remember being looking like that just beforehand, but cool, you just cleared that up for me.
Yeah,
Cause
no, she absolutely she put on, like, she did a little, like, a little villain turn
transformation.
physically, yeah. Just to make it real clear, like, I'm gonna put on this dark lipstick so that y'all
And
know it was me.
all the piercings and all that.
Yeah.
Emo look. Kind
Yeah.
of strong emo look.
A little bit. Yeah. So cool. She comes out and everybody's like, oh my God, not our friend. What have you done? And Beast Boy is, of course, the most hurt for obvious reasons. And then Brother Blood shows up and he's like, you're missing one. So no, hell no, I'm not paying you. Like, this you're missing one. So
Yep, you didn't bring me my body, my sixth body.
yeah, like the whole equilibrium is off. So no, the deal is not done. And Lady's like, oh, so you just need an extra. Okay. I mean, we can. I'm a businessman.
We got somebody like right here.
Yeah, and actually, matter of fact, I should charge you more because she comes with powers. So she's actually a better deal than you were getting. So yeah, I should charge you more, but you know what? We made a deal. So here I'm again. I am a perfect. I'm a businessman. And because this was my whoopsie, you can get this one for free. So here you go. And, then Damien is probably like, see, I fucking told you so. I knew I was right. And you
And
knew I was right.
then
But you still
Tara
wouldn't believe it.
became the shooketh.
Yes. Yes, she was. She was like, "Slade, save me." And he's over there shaking hands and be like, "All right, I'm gonna go ahead and head out. So appreciate you. I'm gonna go ahead and get out." And Brother Blood is like, "Hell no, you ain't
Like,
going
nah,
nowhere.
bro. We'll watch the show.
You ain't going nowhere. Everybody stays to see the ascension of Brother Blood." And Slade's like, "God damn it. All right, this is a waste of my time. I am not a religious man. So I'd really like to leave, but whatever. Fine, I'll stay and watch a little show." So, the floor rises and Brother Blood is like, "It is time for me to go from being a man to a god or whatever." And they turn on the machine, they start siphoning everybody, and Brother Blood, he's monologuing some more, and then of course, the power shift starts to happen, and Nightwing shows up. Nightwing could have been a little earlier, but that's okay. Nightwing does get there, and he does, do what he needed to do to get everybody freed and turn the machine off and all that. Now, I'm assuming because he turned the machine, or because he stopped the machine, is why nobody died, because it looked like when they tested it the first time, everybody was dead before he got the powers. Like, it looked like they siphoned all of the life and then put it into him. So the fact that Brother Blood still got the powers would lead me to believe that all of the Titans should have been dead.
But like when Nightwing does bust in and he eventually destroys the machine, I was like, couldn't help but think like, man, you couldn't have led with that though? Like you couldn't have
That's what I'm
led
saying.
with taking out the machine first?
Why did you have to hit some people first? Like, the machine
Man,
should have been the first. Yeah. Like,
like
the person at the little control panel, that should have been number one.
if I was one of the Titans, man, I would hold that over his head a little bit for me. Like,
Yes. But
I
I mean, and
remember
the,
he did save me, but
they were all unconscious, I guess, from the machine itself. But yeah, no, that would have been a problem. I definitely would have said, like, why didn't you hit the machine first? All those people were still going to be there.
right.
But none of them knew to stop you. Like, none of them could have reacted quick enough to stop you from destroying the machine. You absolutely should have done that first. But okay, whatever.
Yeah,
So,
that part kind of stuck out to me. Like, huh? He led with beating everybody up when he could have led with taking out the machine first.
that absolutely should have been the first thing. I would have just quietly walked over there until somebody had an issue. Or yeah, I would have just, soon as I landed, hit the machine and then started dealing with the people. But yeah, I agree. I was like, that okay. That's not what I would have done.
I feel like he definitely had enough time. He was just like, say, when he was in the air and he was throwing batarangs. I was like, yeah,
Yes, like on
that
my
was your
way
moment right there.
down. Like, yeah, before my feet touched the ground, the machine would have been off.
Man.
But whatever.
It's cool though. Like you said, everybody does get saved, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everybody lives, which again, I isn't consistent, but whatever.
I was confused that he still got the powers because
That's what I'm saying,
so what
because
I imagine once the machine was destroyed, what I thought was going to happen because it's been a minute since I've seen the movie, so it was kind of a fresh rewatch in a sense. So when the machine was destroyed while he was still siphoning, I thought it would have turned him into like a more of an abomination of a creature than what we than him looking still looking like a final. Product of what he of his experiment. Either that, or he wouldn't have got as much power as he did. But
Yes, like,
you seem like he was actually like he still actually was 100%. Like maybe not in like incorporating necessarily like using the powers to the maximum if he had like had time to like actually like train, but. Yeah, it was kind of surprising that he actually still had the assets like as much as he did.
I agree. Because that's why I was confused. I was like, how did he still get all of the, but like, I thought the whole thing was that he wouldn't, But yeah, he still got absolutely all of the powers. Was able to use them pretty much at their full capacity from what we could tell.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was a problem. Because whenever of course, whenever Damien wakes up, he's like, Slade is mine. We gotta go handle that man right now. Like, he's still in the building. And Nightwing is like, yeah, it's personal. So yeah, we are going to go fight Slade.
Yep.
Because yeah, we can't just let him leave. And so everybody else, which is probably for the best, because the
Yeah.
two humans probably don't need to be fighting Brother Blood in his current state.
No.
So yeah, y'all go ahead and handle Slade. I think that's for the best.
Yeah,
And
I got the powers. We're just puke humans.
yeah, so we're just gonna fight the other guy who doesn't have, like, we're gonna, yeah, it's gonna be a sword fight or like a fight of weapons. Yeah, we can do that. But also, it's personal. Like, I hate him right now.
Yep.
And we all, like, in the show, we see how personal it is between Robin and Slade.
Yep.
And so this, both Robins and Slade, like, let's do this right now.
Let's get it. Let's get to it. Let the hands
And so,
commence.
yeah, and so, you know, Brother Blood is fighting everybody else, and it's not looking good on either side. Like, Slade is kind of giving him the work,
No. Yeah,
which,
for the most part.
and that, I guess that makes sense. Damien has been, you know, probably starved for who knows how long. He's been in a machine. He's got his life force siphoned off, and Nightwing had to, you know, fight for his life, unseparate his shoulder. Like, they've both been through a lot, and Slade just kind of
For a
been,
handicap, yeah.
yeah, and Slade just been like collecting money and, you know, sipping wine and whatnot. Yeah, Slade's been comfortable. So Slade is at 100%. And the other two, not so much. So it's not going well for them. And Tara eventually wakes up and she's furious.
Rage.
Like, she's not okay because she already has abandonment issues
Yep.
and everything. So yeah, whenever she sees that Slade actually betrayed her, and she's like, you know what's worse? I'm sure that in her head, she was like, you know what I'm the most pissed about? The fact that Damien was right. That's the thing that grinds my gears the most, is that he can say, I told you so.
Because he literally laid it out for you. Hit every check on a every check
Told
on
her
check a box.
exactly what the deal was. And she was like, no, not my man. And no, yeah, your man. That's exactly who. So yeah, I'm sure she was pissed about that. Of course, you know, all the other stuff. But yeah, she's probably most mad about, like, I got to hear this guy's mouth if we all make it out of here. But she, of course, immediately goes for Slade, and on her way there, just happens to, like, sideswipe Brother Blood, which is just, that's just what the Titans needed. They
Yep.
just needed that little nudge, for Brother Blood to be thrown off his game a little bit, like, get him a
Little
little
distraction.
disoriented. Yeah, and then now they're like, okay, we can win now. Thanks, Tara, for the drive-by. Appreciate that. And yeah. And of course, you know, that's the moment when Raven is like, oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Like, you thought I was doing something? Let me show you something. Hits it with the Azeroth Metrion Synthos. Because, you
Man.
know, in the show, she would say that, and it was just her using her powers. Like didn't hold any weight behind it. In this, if she says it, it's not good for you. You need
No.
to evacuate. You need to leave. Because in this, yeah, when she says those words, she gets four eyes.
But that's what I was about to say. The thing is that, especially with this time, you know, she, I forgot what exactly she said to him, but basically she said something about, you know, demons. It was like, oh, you know, let me show you what a
Yeah,
demon is
because
or what a
I
demon
think
can
that
do, or something along those lines.
he may have referred to them all as demons because, you know, he is a god,
Right.
as far as he's concerned. And she was like, oh, you want to talk about demons? He want to talk about demons.
I got you. Hold on one sec.
Yeah,
Hold
like,
my beer.
I'll show you motherfucking demons.
Hold my piece of slice. Like, let me show you who I'm my daddy's daughter.
Yeah. So yeah, she showed her, or she showed him some demon shit. And after she did that, didn't he like lose all of his powers?
Yes, he
Like
was
she like
looking like
stripped him. Yeah, she emaciated him.
he
She
was
stripped him of
basically
everything.
like a
He's just a
cracked
shell of
out Solomon
himself.
Grundy.
Yeah, he was a shell of himself. And that's what she did in the show. She did that to Dr. Light. That was funny to me. Whenever she showed him true darkness, and he came out of there shooketh. And yeah, similar situation. So like she just stripped him of everything that he thought he was. And Mother Mayhem was like, no more suffering. Let me go ahead and end that for you right now.
That
And
was
yeah.
kind of that was a surprise right there in itself.
Same. Like that is not what I expected. But yeah, she absolutely was like, yeah, he will not be caged. He will not belong to anybody. He will not be. No, we're not doing that. I will free him right now. Brother Blood, your job here is complete. And yeah, I was also surprised by that. But I was, and whenever she did it, I was like, she's a real one.
It made sense though for her character.
No,
She
exactly.
obviously, yeah, she definitely hung her whole life on every word that he spoke.
Yep.
So
Like
she's
she was
that loyal to
ride
the
or
soul.
die. Literally ride or die. That is exactly what she was. So yeah, she whenever she did it, I was surprised that it happened, but then I was like, oh, yeah. That absolutely is which yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it
So
checked out.
yeah, I was like, oh, I get it. Okay. So Terra's pissed. And I think this lady tried to do some, wait, no, baby, hold on. Let me explain. And she's like, no, we're done with that. And she just collapses everything because, you know, she's heartbroken. And if we know anything about superhero things, it's that being crushed is deadly. Being shot is not deadly. Being of an explosion is not deadly. None of that will kill you. But like, if you get crushed, you're done. And so she crushes everybody. And, you know, they try to dig her up out of the rubble. And Beast Boy does find her. And I guess she's still a little bit alive when he finds her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And then I guess she does die right then
Was about
in
to
his
say, I think she
arms.
actually did. Yeah.
So she dies in his arms, and then I know that in the comic book and the show, they like made her a gravestone, and it was like a Titan, a friend, you know, all that. So they basically immortalized her instead of being like, nah, she's a fucking traitor.
Yeah. No,
They're like, no.
she didn't get the unknown headstone treatment.
Yeah. Did you see the second Doctor Strange movie?
Multiverse of Madness, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So yeah, in that one, they talk about how their Doctor Strange, they like built a memorial to him and they called him a hero, but in the actual story, like he's the reason that the shit happened.
Yep.
Yeah, similar situation. Like she's
Yeah.
absolutely the reason we're here, but we don't need the world doing that and asking questions. And so we're just
Well,
gonna
because you
say
talk
that
about
she.
like you mentioned it earlier about her like necessarily have like her actually having like a redemption arc. Didn't really get one per se, but you can
And that's
say
the thing.
she kind of did.
In the comic book, she doesn't. Like, in the comic book, I think she's supposed to be just despicable. And I think that it was a situation where they were going against what you wanted. Like, because normally, again, she would have a redemption arc. And this comic was like, no, sometimes people are trash. And that's the lesson here. Sometimes Damien is right.
Cause she did go on to, she did actually like save Beast Boy when she floated him
Yeah.
away during the collapse. So
She did.
there was that.
And I'm guessing that has a lot to do with the fact that she saw that Slade was a terrible person, but realized that there's no way that the Titans could have been manipulating her like that. That's not what they were doing. They genuinely cared about her. Because one of the things that she does, whenever they were like whenever she does lose control and she does almost kill Beast Boy,
Yep.
They were super understanding. They were like, hey, it's fine. We know it happens. Beast Boy was like, I understand you didn't try to kill me. I get it. And she was like, what is wrong with you people? Like, how, what, like, I just tried, I almost killed you and you're, apologizing to me? Like, she didn't understand what was happening. And yeah, that was very telling of her character, but I think that that moment was important, because that's the thing that kind of, for anybody who wasn't sure, like, that's the thing that let you know, like, oh no, she's a terrible person, because she's mad and confused that they are understanding and that they're like not trying to get rid of her or whatever. Like, she almost killed Beast Boy and they're like, it must, mistakes happen. You're good. And she doesn't know what to do with that. So she just is like, I don't under what's wrong with you people? Like, this doesn't make sense. That's not how, this is not how life works. There's no way that anybody is this, like, what?
Forgiving and
Yeah, like, that's not, because her
patient.
experience isn't that. Like, in her experience, all she did was live, and her entire village
Was
just,
trying to take her out.
yeah. And she sees the work that Slade does, and so yeah, like, she didn't know how to process that. But I think that that's one of the moments that, let her know, hey, you don't need to die here, but I am the worst, so I'm gonna just go ahead and take this all down, because I'm sure she figures, like, I have no reason to live at this point because my man's d doesn't care about me. And
That, and I think also just like I feel like it was about like her not being able to just trust, going all
yes.
the way just like trust whether she doesn't trust that she'll be able to actually like move on, whether she just doesn't trust that she'll be able to even trust really trust anybody,
I don't think
like
she can
she's
trust anybody.
gonna just be waiting to be betrayed, and so she was like, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna head out.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and end this, because if I couldn't trust Slade, I can't trust anybody. Like, and I'm not going to give myself, like, I no, I can't do that again. So yeah, she just goes in and said, yeah, I'm out. But Beast Boy, you don't deserve to be out, so let me go ahead and throw you over there. And so then on the podcast, it's like, yeah, we have a new member, and that's when we see Donna, joining the Teen Titans.
I was actually
And
going to ask who you was, cause, I mean, ask who that was, because I didn't recognize who that was at all.
that's Donna Troy. She's like a younger Wonder Woman. So in the Titans show, she's in that. The live action Titan show, she's in that show.
Gotcha.
And she's one of those people, like, sometimes she's in that teenage range, other times she's good and grown. So it just depends on when you catch her. But yeah, in this one, yeah, she was in the Teen Titans. I don't know if she was necessarily in the Teen Titans, but in the comic book version, she was a photographer. And how she got was, I think that he, like, poisoned, whenever she went into the dark room to develop her photos, I think that Slade, like, used some chemicals to, like, knock her out in there. But yeah, I think that's why she was included in here, because she was one of the people who was kind of involved in the comic book version of this story. So, yeah. So that was, I Wonder Girl, I guess, is who that was. But yeah. And he, of course, says, we miss Tara. Tara was great. She was wonderful. All that. And then we see the guy. We talked about it already, but we see the dude who got experiment, or that they used to pilot the machine. He wakes up, and I guess he's fine, because it looked like he was in the same, like, compound that Tara was bringing down. So I don't know at what, like, did he wake up and escape? Because them showing him wake up means that he lived and he's going to be involved. And we don't know what him being awake means for any of this. But, who knows if we'll find out. It's a long journey, so we'll see if that gets readdressed. But scale of 1 to 10, what are you thinking?
I'd say 7 on a good day.
Same.
The like so when it comes to the characters, to be honest, Terra is just one of those characters that like I kind of don't care for that much. But as far as like, I guess like seeing her or like being invested in her, like I don't hate her because she her character isn't enough for me to like hate or anything. Her power set is cool. It's not something that you just see a lot. Kind of reminds me of Gaara from the Naruto series a little bit, actually. But like I said, no, like I said, I like this version of Raven a lot. I like Starfire a lot. I'll be pulling for my man Nightwing, but it just like it just be hard because he takes so many L's on screen.
Yeah, like I know that you mentioned Vegeta, but like he reminds me of the great Saiyaman and like Gohan's struggles for some reason.
No, I can see that too. Like I said, when it comes to the Vegeta comparison, it's only in relation to his arm always seem like he gets
Oh, yep.
broken. He gets broken every time he's on the screen. Beast Boy was cool, you know. He was kind of annoying, but that
That's
fits
his
in.
thing.
That's his thing, and it just it fits with the teen part of Teen Titans. Like, let's face it, most teenagers are annoying.
Yeah. And, you know, there's got to be a funny guy
Yeah,
in the
he's
room.
comedic relief. He's a sort of a bouncing relief with Jaime as well, because he's
Yeah. He and
kind of
Jaime
a
have
villain.
that relationship, which I'm glad that, like later in the movie, we get to see that Jaime reconnects with his dad, and that I'm so glad we got to see that.
Because it was like, he's all like, ever since you got that thing, things ain't been the same, and I don't, I love you, but,
Yeah.
and which was also like, dang, man, I ain't gonna lie, man, you kind of a shitty dad, man, like, because
Yeah, it's not great.
it's not like you lost your son per se, like to, he's still very much your kid, you
Yeah.
know, it's not like the Scarab is necessarily even like influence his personality, right? Like, even though the Scarab is trying to take out everything that it's up going up against, Jaime is still trying to just go
I
to
mean,
like, the subdue, subduing like route rather than just being a killer.
yeah, and I mean, I guess I get it because I guess his dad's concern was we never see you anymore. And so I think that in his dad's mind, because we know that the Scarab is, you know, it's still got some learning to do. It can be violent at times. And so I think that Jaime's father was basically like, because of the Scarab, like you, we, this is the only way we can talk to you. And that's not, like, you didn't ask for this. This is not what we wanted, you know. So it's kind of trash that this is the situation we're in. And I can appreciate the fact that you are trying to be a hero and all that, but like at the end of the day, I feel like I've lost my son because Jaime is probably still young enough to have been at the house. So.
Cool. Because, as you point out, like, they say they haven't seen him in a while.
Because yeah, I think they said they hadn't seen him since he got the scarab. And that's rough.
True.
But also, you know, he's gotta make sure that he can, you know, not he's gotta get control of it before he needs to be around his family.
Like I said, I like seeing Slade on screen. Stepping away from his whole, this weird relationship with Terra,
Yeah.
but seeing him on screen though, like I said, whether he's a big threat or just small scale threat, like, but he feels like a threat either way. Like, you know that, like, when he shows up, there's no, you don't need to be holding back.
Yeah.
Like, you
You need to bring your
may
A
not
game
want to
to
go,
Slay.
like, you may not want to go, like, because if you're a hero, you know, obviously the trope is, heroes don't really go for the killing, but at the same time, it's like, you also don't want to be, you want to be at your A game. You may not want to go, like, to the bloodlust side of your game, but definitely enough to where you take him seriously, or you don't underestimate him.
Yeah, like you need to be prepared to die today.
Which I like
It
the interaction between him and Dick when they fought, because he survived that gunshot thanks to intelligently putting that piece of that plank underneath his shirt. Even though it was kind of, I mean, it makes sense, but then it's also just kind of surprising that Slade didn't wait longer to confirm if he was actually dead. I
Well, I
thought
mean,
that
he
was
shot
kind
him in the
of
chest and
like,
then he
okay.
fell in the water. And I agree, yes, Slade should have confirmed the kill. Slade also should have shot him in his head. But, because Slade is a marksman. And so, yeah, no, you, because, the lady, Mother Mayhem, she was shooting people in the head.
Yeah, straight headshots.
Yeah. Like,
Oh,
she
and if it
went.
wasn't headshot, it was like a, it was like a John Wick style type. Like, she hit you a couple
Yeah,
points
you
in
got tapped.
your upper
'Cause, yeah.
torso, but then
With
definitely
Brother
a
Blood,
shot
yeah,
there.
she tapped Brother Blood 3 times. She just hit him with a bow, bow, bow. So yeah, like she, yes, she confirmed. Except, I mean, and she confirmed as much as she could with the dude who was on the machine, because she shot him right between the eyes, and he stopped moving. So yeah, she yeah, I guess she's a better shot than
Built
Slade.
different. She built different.
Well, I guess the movie had to happen or whatever.
I really wish I could pinpoint what I feel like is missing from making it better. Like I said, when I watched the Teen Titans versus the Justice League, I just enjoyed that a little bit more, but I couldn't tell you what I would have liked to have seen done better in this one.
Yeah, that's
But
fine.
it's still very much a fine movie. Like, I thought the pacing was cool. Didn't really feel like it was a long movie. Like I
I
said,
mean, like,
Slade and Tara's relationship's always going to be weird to be seen played
yes.
out,
Yes,
even
it
if
is.
she is of age. But you still know, even if she's of age, it's not going to be still not going to be that much closer to where Slade is.
Yeah, like there's clearly a gap. And that's not great. And I guess the fact that the feelings went one way is what makes it less bad, because if Slade had been trying to pursue her,
Right,
that
trying
would
to
have been a
replicate
different
it.
conversation.
Right.
But I think because she was the one with interest and he was just playing the game, is, you know, yeah. But I think that.
Oh, I did like Nightwing's suit too, by the way. I did like
Okay.
his the black and red instead of the standard like blue and black that you're used to seeing.
Yeah.
I did like that.
Okay.
As well as Starfire knowing like legit hand-to-hand combat rather than only using her powers. Like, you saw how well she was able to use a staff.
Yeah.
Which I would assume that's probably from her being around Dick.
I think that she had warrior training from home.
Yeah, true.
So I think that a lot of that came from there. But because yeah, one of the things she said was like, combat, cool. Cooking, not so much.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, but
But
yeah, that
yeah.
made sense.
Kind of funny to me that that Brother Blood did also remind me, like, once he got his powers, he kind of reminded me of something out of Ben 10.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What was that guy? Was it Kevin or Ke
Kevin 11?
Yeah, kind of
Yeah,
remind me of that.
I feel like Kevin, yeah, like he could do that. I wasn't very into Benten, so I only like know some things just based on being alive around the time. So I just know that, yeah, Benten, like that Omnitrix can get a lot done. But yeah.
Man, that would be kind of crazy to see somebody, like actually see somebody have access to Terra, Raven, and Jaime's,
Yeah.
well, Bluebeel's power, like in one person.
Because that's the thing. Raven is enough.
Man.
Raven can get so much done, but for you to put Jaime and Starfire
Yeah,
and
Starfire
Terra
too.
in there, and then Damian's just resilience and aptitude for combat, like that's terrifying. Because that's the thing,
Yeah.
Damien is just a regular human, but he was like, nah, I'm gonna need him.
And that's I was thinking about that, like, man, you got like three, four power people here in this one human. But you actually wanted like two humans, like at that, like, because Nightwing was supposed to be
Yeah,
part of
Nightwing's
this, but
supposed to be in there too. And that's the
yeah.
thing. Yeah, like those two have what you need to get a lot done. And he only barely used Beast Boy's power.
Yeah, he
Because of all
did.
the other powers he had, but still useful. But yeah, whenever Jaime and Beast Boy were just hitting him with the tag team moves, that was nice. I did like that. But I will say this movie didn't have the top tier fight choreography that we've seen from some of the other films. So I think that takes away from it a little bit. And then also, this movie was, for the most part, predictable. Not that a movie just has to be unpredictable or have like turns around every corner, but like it was like the way it was set up, you could call big moments. Like you had a pretty good idea of what was going to happen next and how it was going to go.
Yeah, especially like I say, if you did watch the Teen Titans show, a lot of this
Well, and
base takes from that story, like the like you said, like you mentioned earlier, that the Hive storyline with Cyborg, just that it was more, but you had Cyborg instead of like
everybody else,
instead
but
of like
yes,
Blue Beetle or
because yeah,
you know.
like in the show, yeah, like the whole Hive situation, yeah, like that was Cyborg's story, and that he was the one doing the infiltrating and trying to, figure everything out and like kind of take him down from the inside.
Yeah,
But yeah,
it was
in
basically just
this,
a mix of two storylines that we've seen from that show, just instead it's put in one,
and this was
basically.
more the Terra story than the Hive story, because I feel like the Hive story, like the show kind of built that out, whereas the Terra thing, like that's just what was in the comic book, and so they just kind of, for the most part, took it off the page. Of course, again, I think that the show had Terra characterized very differently than the comic book, and then this Terra was a combination of the two of them. Because in the comic book, yeah, there are no redeeming qualities. She just kind of is terrible. In the show, she's got a lot of redeeming qualities, and she's actually kind of a good person, and then finds her way to betray the Titans because of her own insecurity and the fact that Slade emotionally manipulated the whole situation. In this, you get a combo. And so, yeah, it's I think, again, solid seven, but there, and I don't know that there are ways that this just could have been made a whole lot better, but I think that it was still done pretty well. It was pretty good. I don't just have a bunch of things that I'd say like, oh, y'all should have done this to make it better. But I think that that's just what the situation is with the story that was being told. So.
No, I feel the same way. Like I said, I don't know what I would do to what or what I could do to make it better than what it is, but I'm also not necessarily mad at it not being better, just because it is it's fine as a watch.
It's fine. Yeah. But
I will say, like, the replay value of it is probably meh.
yeah, not great.
But again, I wouldn't, if somebody was to ask me, hey, should I watch this movie? I wouldn't be like, nah, it's trash. Like, I wouldn't go that, definitely wouldn't go like to that part of the spectrum. I was just like, it's a fine watch.
Yeah, like, if I mean, I recommend all of these to people. So I wouldn't say you can skip this one. I'd be like, no, you should absolutely watch this one. But I may refer people to the Teen Titans show before I refer them to this movie, depending on how much time they have.
Yeah.
Because I think I like more what the show was able to do with this than
Or at
what
least
this
I
movie
would
did.
say something along the lines of like, well, have you seen the show? And if your answer is yes, then go on to be like, well, then to be fair, you probably kind of seen this movie
Yeah.
without even knowing it.
You have a
But
pretty good idea of how this is
still,
going to go.
yeah, but still, like I said, still
I think
worth a
it's,
watch.
yeah, it's worth doing because it's very different characterizations of everyone involved. And this is also, like more for adults than the Teen Titans show
Right,
was.
and I was about to say, I would say that too, like throw that in there, like, if you watch the show, then, like you said, good idea of what's gonna happen, but add a little bit more of an adult
Yeah.
aspect to it.
Yeah, change out a couple characters, throw in some adult content, and because whenever Terra betrayed the Titans in the show, it wasn't connected to Brother Blood, I'm pretty sure. Like, 'cause I feel like Terra's whole season was season two, and then the Brother Blood season was season three, from what I remember. And so I feel like those two things weren't connected in the show,
No, in
but
the show, I want to say when she shows up, it's literally just like, again, Slade looking for a way to get rid of his Titan problem.
yes.
And that was his new end. It's like, oh, you know what? They're teenagers. Maybe find me a teenager.
Easy.
And
So,
then there you go.
yeah, pretty much.
But like I said, final score would be 7. And that's not, it's obviously not bad.
Not a
There's
bad thing. I agree.
nothing wrong with a 7. You don't need every film to be a 10 out of 10 at all.
Agreed. Yeah, this is a, and that's the thing. Like, this is a seven, and it's probably like in the middle of these movies as a whole. And so, if these movies average at about a seven, that's where you want to be, because there are not very many, lines of movies that are able to say. I mean, and with this many, like, this is episode 30, and it's been a lot of sevens, a lot of eights. There have been some sixes in here, but there have been some tens in here. So, yeah, I mean, I think that a seven is a solid outing, especially for a movie that went straight to DVD, but that exists within a larger universe. Like, this movie again is one of several with these with the same group of characters that exist in this same universe. So yeah, seven's not bad in my opinion.
No, not bad at all. Even though we discussed earlier, the DC like live movies are
Yeah,
it's a
yikes.
roller coaster of a thing, but the animated movies, for the most part, most of them are solid, are more solid watches than what we see in it from a live action aspect. Like, if you recommend a DC movie, it's usually probably an animated one that you're going to recommend.
For me, absolutely. If you
That
want,
was kind of their bread and butter for a hot minute.
it's been their bread and butter for over 30 years. Like, they've been doing it, literally my entire life.
Yeah.
So, Batman, the animated series, Year of Our Lord 1992, that is when I happened as well. And since then, their animation has been at a minimum solid.
Yep.
At a maximum, like in GOAT conversations. So, Yeah, animation is something that they have figured out and that they have been doing well since the beginning. But yeah, that's why we're here. It's literally why we're here.
Yep. Greed.
All right. In the next episode, we will be discussing Batman and Harley Quinn. So until then, salutations.